You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. With over 25 years experience in the financial services and investment industry, Elizabeth Updike has focused her expertise in the area of financial investment strategies and communication of those strategies to clients and financial advisors to position timely opportunities in the investment market while building trust, confidence, and peace of mind with professional integrity and clarity. Liz is a valued professional who has built lucrative business practices and has demonstrated that she can be a key partner in business development to the financial advisor who wants to grow and expand their business model. Her experience has taught her to utilize her knowledge, expertise, enthusiasm, and hands-on philosophy to provide great service while proactively building relationships and educating her clients that this is what drives her success in creating growth and income building opportunities with consistent results. Liz, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
It is definitely good to have you. What made you want to start a new business after a successful career in the financial services industry?
Well, after having spent more than 25 years in a successful career working with literally hundreds of successful advisory teams and financial planners, participating in successful sales and marketing campaigns, working with senior-level executives and CEOs of some of the top financial services firms across the industry, I decided it was time to take my experience and my talents to help smart, ambitious business professionals like myself build their practices. In addition to that, if you look at the whole landscape of the financial services industry and what has happened over the last 4 years since we saw the global economic meltdown in 2008, you've seen a lot of consolidation, you've seen a lot of restructuring, you're seeing a lot of cost cutting, you're seeing a lot of layoffs in financial services. Financial services firms are consolidating. And what I'm seeing is a lot of the talent and a lot of the leadership is now on the outside of the corporation as opposed to being in abundance on the inside. In other words, a lot of these top firms want to outsource their training. They're going outside of their company looking for experts to train their sales and marketing people, their advisors. And I thought the time was just right to bring my years of experience and provide that type of training, business development, marketing strategies, and, of course, workshops to help financial professionals get better.
What are some of the problems and issues that run into on a day-to-day basis as you run your own business that you're seeing right now?
I think that when you run your own business, you wear many hats. When you have the opportunity to work for a big corporation is going to provide you with a sales and marketing department, for example. They're going to provide you with administrative support. They're going to provide you possibly with a team to consult with, to bounce ideas off of. I think when you start your own business, you're wearing all those hats. You quickly realize that not only are you running the day-to-day operations of your business, but you're also the head of your sales and marketing department, you're head of your admin team, you've got to make sure that you've got your technology taken care of, you've got to continue to keep the company going in the right direction while doing many different things. So one of the challenges is just not being spread too thin and managing my time efficiently and effectively so I can continue to grow in the direction that I'm going and also help the people that I want to help and that want my help.
Now, what advice do you have for someone looking to start their own business for future entrepreneurs and small businesses?
My advice would be a couple of things. First of all, make sure you have your team in place. Assuming that you have a business plan, assuming that you have an idea, and you know what type of business you want to be in, make sure you do your market research. Make sure you assemble a team of good advisors, a good accountant, a good attorney, an insurance agent, a marketing person. Make sure you have access to capital. Make sure that you have the financial resources that will give you that time to launch the business and go through the developmental stage that a new business is going to naturally go through while you're gaining momentum. Make sure you have all that in place, ideally, before you start the business.
And what's some of the best advice you have received as you've started your own business? I'm sure that would be helpful to the listener.
The best advice that I got was form strategic partnerships and leverage your relationships. Once again, I've spent more than 25 years working in the financial services industry, so that was a natural market for me. To be able to leverage all the great relationships, all the smart people, all the creative people, all the successful people that I have met along the way has been tremendous. Based on that, I've formed strategic partnerships that can be very lucrative. Also, a board of advisors that include leaders of my industry and other industries that I want to work in so that I can have the advice and guidance, so I can have my own go-to team, if you will. I think that was some great advice, and I put that into play as I've launched my business. And anybody thinking of starting a new business, I would recommend the same thing, same advice. Create some great strategic partnerships, help other people be successful, and go to your strategic partners to help you be successful.
So tell me, I would be curious, what does a typical day look like for you, a CEO running her own business?
Typical day starts very early. I want to make sure that I'm staying on top of current information, research, trends. I like to keep up with also political events. So I get up very early, around 5 o'clock. I read the newspapers. I go through the internet, obviously, and look at any new information on relevant topics. I do have two children, so then I take a break. I help my kids get off to school, and then I get back in the office around 8:30, 8:45, and the morning is dedicated to business development, making all those calls, engaging in all those activities that are going to move my business forward, that are going to develop new opportunities, create stronger relationships with clients, develop different referral opportunities. I spend the whole morning doing that. At lunchtime, I like to go out and meet with a potential client or a center of influence or a strategic partner. I subscribe by the theory and have for many years, never eat lunch alone. So I want to take that lunch hour as an opportunity for more business development. After lunch, I'm going to take care of my administrative items, proposals, just, you know, general problem-solving issues that might come up, and do that in the afternoon. And then, of course, working out. You've got to work out to stay in shape and stay healthy. So at the end of the day, to re-energize, I want to work out and really, while I'm working out, pull my thoughts together about what's happened during the day, what kind of opportunities have come up, you know, what other areas I should be exploring. That's a great time for debrief during exercise at the end of the workday.
Now, today we're joined by financial investment strategies and communication expert Liz Updike here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What advice would you give women who, such as yourself, may have worked in corporate America and have decided to start their own business and raise a family, et cetera?
Create a network of support. You know, I got into this business back in 1983, and I was right out of college when I got into business. And one of the things that I ran into was there just were not that many successful women in my industry that could act as mentors for me, that could show me a pathway to success. And so I built my career and I built my success path based on trial and error. And sure, that's one way to work and become successful, but I truly believe that you can really shorten up that developmental time and you can be much more efficient with your activity. If you go out and you find successful people that have already accomplished what you want to accomplish, and find out what they did, and find out what they're doing, learn about their mindset, and do what they're doing. So, especially with women, if you're a woman and you're raising a family like I am, you're juggling running your household, you're juggling raising your kids' activities, you're juggling really getting your business off the ground. Find other successful women that are doing the same thing and make them part of your network. Create strategic partnerships. Try to figure out how you can help one another become successful, and I think that will really help increase your chances of success.
And if you would, where do you hope to take your business in a few years, and what are some of the goals that you have in place for yourself?
My goal is to, first of all, reach the $5 million revenue mark. And once I get there, I think it's going to be a lot easier to get to $10 million. And ultimately, I want to get to $25 million in revenues over the next 5 years. So as you can see, I have definite clear-cut goals for myself, and I have developed an action program that I'm working every day to get there.
And I love that. I like that, those numbers as well. Now, can you talk a bit about your business and what exactly is it that you do?
My business is about creating high visibility, professional brand clarity, image enhancement, so that those smart, ambitious, self-motivated people can take their business, to take their life to a higher level. I find in today's very competitive business market that it is so important to be able to identify and refine what your own unique and special value proposition is, and then to own it and be able to communicate that over and over and over again in a way that's very easily understood by your target client, by your ideal client. And when you have those clients, you got to make sure you keep those clients happy. Client satisfaction is number one. In fact, if you look at the top financial advisors, if you look at all the list of the recognition list, like the Barron's top advisors, their client retention rate is 99%. What that tells me is they've got happy clients. And when you have happy clients, you want to turn those clients into raving fans so that they'll keep you at the top of their mind when they're out there referring business. So my business is about creating buzz, getting noticed, maintaining top-of-mind status with your clients so that it's easy for you to stay on top of your business by attracting more clients, attracting more assets under management, creating a successful service model, and just reaching those higher levels of success.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the philanthropic efforts and organizations that you're involved in?
This is my favorite topic. I love to talk about my philanthropic endeavors because it's my life's passion. My life changed when I adopted my two daughters. My oldest daughter, Olivia, was adopted from Cambodia, and my youngest daughter, Amelia, was adopted from Vietnam. And they were both adopted from very, very poor orphanages in just terrible conditions. And if you've ever been to Cambodia, if you've ever read anything about Cambodia, it's probably one of the worst in terms of poverty and economic disadvantage. And also there's a huge, huge issue in that part of the world with human trafficking. So when I adopted my girls, I made it my life's mission to help improve the lives of children. And when I went to the orphanage to adopt my oldest, Olivia, what I noticed was there was no plumbing, those kids didn't have any shoes, and there was also not a school nearby. So you've got these poor kids that don't have shoes, they're getting one meal a day, they're hungry, they become targets for predators of human traffickers. So I decided to form a foundation to build schools in Cambodia on behalf of my daughter Olivia. And the first school we built was right down the street from the orphanage. outside of Phnom Penh, Cambodia, where my daughter Olivia came from. And the amazing, I had only planned on building one school for the kids in the orphanage. But the amazing thing that happened was school was built to educate and house 300 kids, but 750 children showed up for the dedication. These kids were so excited about having a school in their community that they could go to. So, of course, we had to build more schools. We ended up building 5 Olivia schools in Cambodia. And what these 5 schools are doing is they're providing education, they're providing medical care, they're providing food to over 1,000 kids, which makes them less susceptible to human trafficking. Now, since that project, I've moved on. I've aligned myself with the Somali Mom Organization, which was founded by Somali Mom, who's a Cambodian woman who herself was human trafficked and has made it her great mission to stop human trafficking of children all over the world. I'm in alignment and a full support of her organization. I also sit on the board of a local organization here in Northern Virginia called Devotion to Children. And what Devotion to Children does is they provide educational programs and daycare for children under the age of 6 to help support struggling families, mostly single moms. And I'm a single mom, so I have complete compassion for what someone struggling goes through with daycare being so expensive. And if you're trying to get off of welfare, you're trying to get back to work, and you can't afford the $200 or $250, $300 a week cost for daycare, you can't get back into the workforce. So Devotion to Children provides daycare, educational programs, so that those moms can get back to work. I sit on the board of that. I support that. It is my lifelong passion to create opportunities to educate children, to make sure that they're well-fed, that they're well taken care of, because children are the future of our world. If we take good care of our children, we're going to create great leaders, and we're going to create a great world for everybody.
Very inspiring, without a question. Now, how difficult is it to start a business in this struggling economy, and what advice do you have in that regard?
Well, I think that you can start a successful business in any economy. Because if you look around, what do businesses do truly? What do successful businesses do? They solve problems. They solve problems for people. They meet the demands of a market. So even in this challenging economy that we're in right now, there are businesses that are absolutely thriving. I mean, if you look around at some of these technology companies that have started up and become extremely successful, if you look around at some of the health and health-related and health technology companies, the green companies, companies that are providing services and products that meet the needs of the current market condition. What I would say is if you want to survive in a struggling economy like the one we're in, and I would say we're a struggling economy because we're undergoing a huge paradigm shift. Some of what worked in the past is no longer working, and we have to look at the future. We have to look at where markets and where demand is going. I would say look forward. Look at what people are going to need. Look at what people are going to – what's going to cause people pain and figure out how to solve their problem. And that's what's going to be your successful business, and it's going to boom in any economy.
And with the presidential election coming up, what issues are most important to you as a business owner?
Well, I think that obviously, you know, looking at the taxation, you want to make sure that small businesses can survive and thrive, because when small businesses grow, jobs grow. And I truly believe what we need most in this country right now are jobs. So make the conditions favorable for small businesses to grow and survive and thrive, and don't tax them to death. You know, this whole healthcare initiative that we have right now, that could potentially hurt small businesses by forcing them to provide healthcare or by creating fines if they don't. This could hurt some small businesses or prevent them from hiring more people. So, you know, I think that needs to be addressed. Obviously, I think taxation in various different sectors needs to be addressed. But most importantly, the whole focus needs to be on creating conditions that are favorable for business to grow and to provide more jobs, because there's a lot of qualified people out there that are unemployed that could be put to very good use right now to many businesses that are starting.
And finally, is there anything else you would like to share or add in conclusion?
I am very positive on America today. I believe that we are a very bright, innovative, and collaborative country. I know that with all the campaigning and the politics and the elections coming up, you know, we're seeing a lot of polarization, but I truly believe in the end that we as Americans are going to work together to get out of this recession. I found that as a small business owner, I have met many people who want to see me succeed and want to help me be successful, and I'm always reaching out to help people be successful. So I would just add that, you know, keep focusing on how we can move forward, grow our business, and provide opportunities to others. And I truly believe that that is what I'm doing in my own business by supporting people in being successful and reaching higher levels of success, which creates more opportunity and a win-win situation for everybody.
Certainly good information, and I like the inspiration, and I like the hope that you bring to the future of the United States and America. Now, tell us where we can get more information and also to be in touch online.
If you want to reach out and learn more about my company and what I'm doing and the services that I can provide, my website is www.lizupdyke.com.
She is financial investment strategies and communication expert Liz Updike. Once again, that website for more information and contact is lizupdyke.com. Liz, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.